Welcome back to the Relatable Black Girl, where I'm your host, Simone. And on this episode, I want to talk about celibacy. In the past, I feel like I've had different periods of being celibate, and I put that in quotation marks because I wasn't very intentional with it. I was working, I was going to school, I was just drinking too much. I was going through a phase of I hate men. So there were all these little obstacles that was preventing me from having sex. But they were nothing to do with like religious belief or spiritual. It was just, I didn't feel like I had the time. I didn't feel emotionally connected. So my first time that I was quote unquote celibate, it was because I had just got out of a breakup, and the breakup was hard for me, not because I was like, oh my God, I want to be with this man so bad. It was hard for me because I felt so betrayed, and I felt like the way he handled it was so immature and so childish. And a lot of things that I wanted to say, I kept bottled in for the simple fact that me and this person still had to be around each other. I knew that he was not going to be the bigger person on any level. Like, he's just childish, he's immature, and his character as a person is just so questionable. So I felt like he's not going to be the bigger person. So I had to take on that role of being the bigger person. And what that did was make me bottle up a lot of my emotions and keep in a lot of the things that I felt that I wanted to say to him, that I wanted to get off my chest. I kept all those things like bottled up inside. And it was really bothering me. Like, I became like super just like angry, depressed, just annoyed, like all of the above. And I had went like maybe 6 months and I hadn't had sex with anybody since I had broke up with him. And I had a friend and she was just like, that's what you're missing. Like, you need to have sex with somebody. And then I had another friend that's like, if you want to get over one guy, you got to get up under another one. And they kept making me feel like the reason why you feel this way is because of sex. And I wasn't at a point in my life where I was emotionally intelligent enough to realize that my feelings had nothing to do with sex. You know, I think as women, we feel like we're automatically emotionally intelligent because we can be aware of our emotions and we can express them. But it's also being able to control your emotions. And there's a social aspect to it of being able to resolve conflict. You have to be able to empathize with the other person, and you have to be able to resolve the conflict, you know? And I think a lot of people don't understand that. I would either have no control over my emotions or I would completely avoid my emotions. And I think at this point in time, I was completely avoiding the way that I was feeling about the situation. And, you know, I gave into the idea of maybe that was what I was missing. And so when I finally did have sex with someone, I just realized, like, this is not what I am missing. And not only was it not what I was missing, I wasn't ready. I was not ready, and I was so mean to the guy. Bless his heart. He was maybe like, this psycho, like, you know, but I think I was purposely being mean because I was pushing people away, you know? Like, I think when something actually, and it hurted me because it made me feel like, damn, you can't trust nobody. Like, people always say, you can't trust nobody, even the man you lay up next to. Like, people always say that. And when I tell you, sometimes, yes, that is true, you know, because here I am being a good person to you, and I don't have to be. It was me being a good person to you by choice, I knew I didn't want to spend the rest of my life with you or have kids with you. I knew that, but I was still being good to you because I'm just a good person. And how quickly he was ready to be an asshole to me, like, that's what hurt it, you know, not the breakup. It was like, damn. But I realized now it doesn't bother me because I just realized that he's just simply just a very flawed human being, and he has a major character flaw, you know. And it's no matter who he's with, that woman is going to be miserable because who he is as a person. But I didn't have all this understanding. So after that time, I kind of went back into like my shell, but I also realized that I was not missing sex. I'm like, maybe I was missing somebody really treating me right, somebody making me like prioritizing me. So naturally, I go again, like 6-7 months, don't have sex. It might have been longer than that. I think that time before I met the next guy, it was longer than that. Like, I was so close to a year. And I'm like, I need somebody that's going to prioritize me. So I met someone and everything is all about me. You know, he love bombs the hell out of me. You like candles, you like flowers. Everything is all about me. Whatever I want, I'm doing all the talking. He would just mainly just listen. And I don't know. I think I realized that that wasn't what I was missing either. I started to realize how much he was just trying to like latch on to me and just kind of like ride my coattail, you know. I was talking about buying a house. He was trying to say, "Ooh, I would love to move to this neighborhood. Can I move in with you when you buy it? Can I?" And it was just like really made me open my eyes to like, oh my God, like, I hate to say it, but this man really kind of don't have a mind of his own or even have any real ambition, you know. He would come to my house and eat up all of my food, and it was just strange, you know. And like I said, he had love bombed the hell out of me. He had made everything about me, and that's what I wanted, because I felt like in the past everything had been all about my exes and making sure that they were happy, making sure they were satisfied, and they wasn't really taking out the time to make sure I was. They wasn't considering my feelings and my emotions. So I got somebody that was all about me, and it was just like, oh no. It's like, no, this is not what I want. I want somebody that can be their own person. He would just agree with everything I said. He was into everything I was into. He liked everything that I liked. So once I break it off with him, I'm celibate for like a year. Now, this is when I'm for sure a year in. A year in celibate, I meet this guy and we start talking, but it moves very slow. So then I think I was like a year and 7 months into being celibate by the time we finally actually got to the point where we did the deed. Now, he was like everything. I'm telling y'all, looks, like the way he dressed, like, I just loved everything about him. He was his own person. He would disagree with me, but still be very respectful. Like, he was just like everything. And it was the first time in my life I had ever experienced being dematized. Like, I would always hear girls say I was dematized, and I'm like, ain't nobody ever put it on me like that I felt like. But y'all, oh my God, the only thing that got me from up under his spell was that he started to lack so hard in every other aspect of a relationship besides sex. Sex was a 10 out of 10, a 20 out of 10. Sex was the only place where he ranked high in. Everything else, he was lacking so much. And that's when I came to the realization of like, no, like, you know, because he wanted me to like do things that I felt like were crossing my boundaries. You know, I have a rule with guys, If we're not married, I don't mix my finances. And that's just me, you know? You can't move in with me. I don't want to live with somebody unless I'm married. So no, you can't move in with me. I don't want to help you start a business. I don't want us to start a business together. I'm not investing in stock with you. Y'all remember when cryptocurrency and stock was really big during the pandemic and stuff? Like, I'm not doing those things with you unless I am married. Like, your money is your money, my money is my money. You stay at your place, I stay at my place, and we can visit each other. And you know, he was asking me to move in. He was talking about us starting a business, and y'all, I was almost falling for it. But I really, like I said, what really made me not fall for it is because he lacked so hard in those other categories. And one day I was so upset with him about something. No. One day I was thinking about something that he had told me, and I was just thinking about how I was gonna give in because I just wanted to make him happy. And then I just had like a whole moment when I was just like, why am I letting this guy cross boundaries or trying to get me to do things that I say I'm not comfortable with, and I've already told him no, you know? And it made me really realize how much he was trying to weaponize sex. Like, men weaponize sex too. And I feel like I've been a victim of weaponizing sex as well in like past relationships to get what I wanted out of the guys that I was dating. But he was weaponizing it. And then what made me have confirmation that he was weaponizing sex is that once I started to say no, and I started to really like stand on business, like, and be like 10 toes down about my boundaries and about what I am and not comfortable with, he looked at me and he gonna say, most women, once you have sex with them, they want a relationship, they want this, they want that. And it made me realize, like, okay, yeah, you're right, he's trying to weaponize sex. Like, you know, he's trying to like, yeah, I'm gonna be the best you ever had, and you know, you're gonna fall in love with it. And I almost fell for it, y'all, I can't lie, you know. But again, like I said, like, sometimes somebody will seem like the whole package and they'll seem just like perfect for you, and you will want to overlook so much. But I could not overlook the things that I did not agree with, that I wasn't comfortable with. And I decided after him, like, okay, I want to be celibate and I want to have intention behind it. And I'm at a point where I do not want to have sex unless I am married. And I know that might sound like a lot to some of y'all listening, but that's just where I'm at in my life. Now I look at sex as an expressive language. What am I trying to say by having sex with this person? Like, what am I trying to say? And before I choose sex, is there a different way of saying it? I feel like sex can be such a distraction. And I feel like if life is all about meeting the perfect person and having kids, and I want to be as intentional as possible. If that's what it's all about, I want to live a life of happiness and joy, and I want to have kids that are loved and are in a healthy and positive environment. I feel like it's worth waiting. I feel like it's worth, like, put him through the ringer, girl. Put him through the ringer. If this is somebody that you're supposed to spend your whole life with, then you should do that, because a lifetime is a long time, okay? That's a lot of years, okay? That is a lot of years. And if that's what life is all about, then I'm going to be so much more intentional with who I choose as a partner and who I choose as a father to my children. I'm Simone. This is the Relatable Black Girl. I hope you guys enjoy this episode, and I'll see you guys next time.